USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is celebrating his 100th day in office with a stop down in Georgia. The President and First Lady visiting with former President Carter and his wife, and also holding one of his patented drive-in car rallies, where we can expect him to be selling his two massive spending plans, which Biden says will be paid for by the rich. But according to Republican Senator Steve Scalise from Louisiana,
whoever's the rich and who's paying their fair share, everybody who's paying taxes is going to pay more money. So maybe if you're not paying taxes, you think you're going to get away with this. If you pay electricity bill, you're going to pay more. If you have any kind of income tax that you pay, you will be paying more for this plan.
NASA's Mars helicopter Ingenuity has failed to take off for its fourth flight on the red planet. NASA making the announcement on Twitter. This is USA Radio News.
America's great cities are in deep trouble. Businesses are closing, taxpayers fleeing, and police are defunded as crime and homelessness rise. It's a dangerous time in big cities like New York, L.A., Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, and more. All this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax TV, exposing the real truth in his series, Cities on Fire. Every night, Rob Schmidt gives you the real news you won't hear anywhere else. So watch Rob Schmidt tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern and see his Cities on Fire special. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, and LG. Or tune in on Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube Live. And millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Because Newsmax is real news for real people.
A police department is asking that Department of Justice to intervene.
The mayor of Columbus, Ohio has requested a federal probe into the city's police department. Mayor Andrew Ginther and city attorney Zach Klein sent a letter to the Justice Department asking for an investigation into the practices of the department. Following a series of incidents like the death of 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant and the department's handling of last summer's protests after the death of George Floyd, which drew heavy criticism for the department. In the letter, Ginther and Klein asked the DOJ to engage in a review of Columbus's police operations, identifying any and all racial biases in policing efforts, and coordinate solutions for reform. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Republican governors of Arizona, Oklahoma, Montana, and Idaho all signed pro-life legislation into law this week. The bills included bans on abortion over a diagnosis of genetic abnormalities, as well as heartbeat bills, which ban abortion after a baby's heartbeat can be detected. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Bitcoin has repeatedly broken fresh ground this year, doubling its price of just under $30,000 per Bitcoin at the start of 2021 to almost $65,000 earlier this month. Some cryptocurrency experts are now saying the price of Bitcoin could reach $100,000 per Bitcoin in 2021. If you've ever thought about investing in Bitcoin, Dan Rico is a personal finance expert. He joins Fox News and shares some tips.
Number one, understand what it is, right? Spend a little time, do a little research. It's a complicated thing, but essentially it's an alternative digital asset that lives in an unregulated world in cyberspace. So that's the first thing. So do some homework. Maybe invest a couple of fun money dollars, you know, not your rent money, your fun money. Mm-hmm. And be aware of scammers out there. And there's a ton of them out there because they're taking advantage of, you know, that 16-year-old babysitter of yours who's talking to you about crypto. But you really want to make sure you understand what you're getting yourself into. Deal with a reputable exchange as well.
A Senate hearing on Thursday is taking a look at the global threats facing the U.S. Rhode Island Democrat Jack Reed noting a diverse array of threats during the coronavirus pandemic. He singled out Russia for criticism, saying the Kremlin is involved in extensive malign activities. Republicans in the hearing citing a variety of growing threats from China, ranging from military buildups to cyber attacks. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.